Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 536 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Curtis.
Hey, Pat. My name is Curtis. I have a blog at everythinghamradio.com. My question for today is on review posts. I always wanted to write a review post for my blog, and my biggest thing to wrap my head around is, how do I write a review post on something that I don't have in hand? Equipment or otherwise for amateur radio starts at 100, 200, 300 and goes up to like 3 or 4,000. And obviously, I can't afford to buy everything that I want to write a review on. So, question is, how do I do it without it actually being in hand for me to play with? Any tips you can give me would be awesome. Love your podcasts, both this one and your SPI. I listen to it all the time on my way to work or home or whatever. Keep up the great work. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Curtis, thank you so much for the question. This is great. I know a lot of people who want to do more reviews of things, and for the very reason that you said, because things are expensive, because you have to buy them, they don't do them. Now, that doesn't mean you can't. You could, in fact, do reviews of things that you see online that you don't have access to. Now, it's not going to be quite as authentic. Not authentic that it's not wrong, but as long as you are upfront and you don't say that you had access to it when you really didn't, then you're okay. But you would be able to base these reviews off of articles that you read, videos that you watch, and you'd want to make sure you give credit to where you found this information. But you can put your own voice to those things. You can have your own opinion on these things that happen or come out based on these different radios that you come across. So that's one option. But of course, that's not necessarily the best option, because in order to provide the best information and the most value to your audience and also have the most authority, you'd want to get access to these things so you can come at it from a real perspective. You'd actually get your hands on them. And there's a few things you could do. I know a number of people, not in the ham radio industry, but other industries, who have reached out to companies and have asked for versions of those products to review. And they actually get them sent, and then they actually send them back after the review is done. So they don't get to keep them. They get to play around with them for like a week and actually do a real review on them. And because they have a little bit of authority in that space, these companies are likely to say yes, because they want exposure. They want people to review it, and they want, you know, they know how powerful blogs and websites are at, you know, spreading the word about things. So if you were to do YouTube videos and things like that, that would be a great opportunity for you to get those things in your hands without you actually having to pay for them. So that's one option. You could ask companies to send you temporarily those items and then return them. Some people who have a lot of authority, and I don't know how much authority you have in this space right now, but some people get so big that companies begin to send them stuff anyway. There's a kid named Evan. He has a YouTube channel called EvanTube, and I know this because my son watches him. And Evan, he's incredibly popular, millions of subscribers, and he's popular because he builds Legos on YouTube. Yeah, he literally builds Legos on YouTube, and he does a few other fun things. But his dad films him, and he's just a kid. He's building Legos, and he gets all these sets sent to him by Lego because he knows, you know, or Lego knows that he has this huge audience, and this kid Evan's just going to play with it, put it together. It's time lapse, so you're not watching him for like hours put together the Millennium Falcon or something like that. But yeah, it's amazing, and he has an amazing audience, and he goes to these events like VidCon in Anaheim, and there's just crowds of people who want his autograph. And he's like 11 or 12 years old now. My son started watching him when he was like 8. But anyway, if you're at that point, you could command and actually reach out and say, hey, I have this audience that's this big. I'd love to get access to some of your product and be able to review it. Just send it here. I actually did a video once where I was vacuuming using a Dyson, and I had shared that on Instagram, and it went like a little viral, not even really viral at all. And then Dyson just reached out to me. They're like, hey, we saw you using our vacuum. How would you be interested in using some of our new fans? And so that conversation happened, which was really interesting. But again, because I had some authority and a lot of followers, that was able to happen. But if that's not for you or can't happen yet, then you could actually reach out and actually do this sort of review in exchange for getting access for a small period of time to these devices that you're reviewing. Now, another thing you could do, and this is something I just thought of while I was preparing to answer your question here, is you could find somebody or go to places where there are these radios that you can review, and you can do them in one full swoop, a whole day of just reviews of each of those different things. So you'd have to batch process each of these reviews, or you'd get pictures, or you'd be able to take videos and just actually have them. You would have access to them, but you're going to where these things are. And if you go to, I don't know, a convention or a conference or somebody, you might find somebody with a collection, for example, that you can get access to, who you could give credit to in, on your site or wherever. You could get access to a whole bunch of them, and then run a bunch of reviews all at once, record those, or you know, just keep notes or whatever while you're there, and then actually use that as content that you could use for blog posts or video content or what have you. So that's another thing you could do without you actually having to go and pay for each and every one of those things, but you go to where those things are. So yeah, those are some ideas that I'm just thinking of that you might be able to play around with. But Curtis, I want to thank you for the question today. And if anybody else out there has any ideas for Curtis, use the hashtag AskPat536. And Curtis, keep track of that hashtag AskPat536, because some or many of the SPI audience, the AskPat audience, has great ideas, often better than my own. So guys, help out Curtis. What else could he do to do a review site for or to have products to review without him actually having to purchase those things? So let him know what you think. Hashtag AskPat536. And Curtis, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I want to thank you so much for it, and everybody else out there who's asking questions. Obviously, this show wouldn't exist without you because this is AskPat. Thank you so much. And as always, I like to end the show with a quote. And like I said yesterday, all the quotes this week are coming directly from my book, Will It Fly? And today's quote is a quote from my book, which is actually a quote of JFK in my book. A little bit of meta going on there. But this quote is, "There are risks and costs to action, but they are far less than the long-range risks of comfortable inaction." Man, JFK was the man. Cheers. Thanks, guys. And I'll see you. And I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.